Hi. Welcome to Choose Wisely. This is the podcast where we deconstruct food and sustainability topics with nuance and primary sources. And here is where we believe there are a lot of right ways to eat well. And then we can't change a food system we don't truly understand. I'm your host, Caroline Nelson. And if you're listening to this, this is a Patreon exclusive episode. You might think, what is this about? And I am just here to tell you about a very simple yet kind of radical journey I've been on in the last couple months with my own pantry and how I think it has tied into some of my larger feelings and revelations around food. So I want to just give you a background. I am not one of those amazing, you know, can make stone soup out of anything people. Yes, I'm a rancher. Yes, we live on a farm, but I am not a homesteader. I do not make sourdough bread. I am not like canning things. The only garden I grow is like when I use my green onions and then put them in a little cup of water and let them grow again so I can use them some more. Like that is the extent of my plant growing. I say this so that if you're kind of the same way where maybe you're a pretty good cook, but you don't feel like you speak the language of like the stove and the kitchen and that you're like affluent, you know, in the way that some people manage to be in the kitchen, that's where I'm coming from. And I don't want you to get it twisted on this topic. And here's why. I have become in the last couple months a way better cook. And I have some revelations and some ideas for us as to how we can all get there. So I live in the country with my husband. We, as country people do, we have multiple freezers. My city friends will laugh. So not only for my business do I rent, I don't even know, like a 20-foot or 30-foot by 30-foot cold storage unit with like multiple pallets where we can store like 10,000 pounds of meat at a time. That's not enough. No, at home we have three freezers and one of them is a full standing upright where you can put like probably 200 pounds of meat. They're all from my husband's bachelor life when I moved in with him and when he and I met, he was subsisting pretty much on wild game that he was hunting himself. And yeah, so he just had these freezers. And so then I moved in and I started adding to them. We moved houses. We were given pork from 4-H hogs as gifts over the years. We bring home any of the flawed cuts of our own meat that we were raising. I go to Costco and I get stuff in bulk and stash stuff in the freezers. So picture me in September of this year realizing like, okay, in the spring, we're going to have this baby and I need to start making food and I need to start putting some like freezer meals away. But in order for me to do that, when I like cracked open the freezer, I mean, I want you to picture stuff to the gills, the kind of situation where you're trying to put something in the freezer and then it keeps falling out and then it creates a landslide and you're like, and you're kind of shoving things and then slamming the freezer door. So that was the situation. And then also ice. So we had left the door cracked by accident one of these days. And there was just ice covering everything. So the entire freezer essentially needed to be cooked through, defrosted, cleaned out, starting over. So I took this on as my sort of post-busy season, like home project. Not like we have enough projects going on. We're doing a renovation, but whatever. And these are all the cuts. Like these are things in this freezer that I have passed over for the last 2 years. It's not easy stuff to cook. A lot of it was stuff that's not my favorite or stuff I've never cooked before. Stuff I'm tempted, like, is it old enough? Can I give it to the dogs? You know, that kind of situation. So I just started chipping away at it. And I mean that literally because I had to like chip ice and different cuts of things out of the freezer to access them. So yeah, so I'm starting to do that. And there is some really old stuff in there. And I did give some of that to the dogs. But for the most part, what was in there was still well within its, you know, shelf life. And yeah, just needed to be used. Like maybe it was a year old or a little more. The great thing about the vacuum seals, and we have all our meat processed in vacuum seal packages. I mean, it can last a long time in there, like years. So I start pulling out like one cut of meat or one, you know, could have been like a big bag of frozen buns or a bread or some kind of frozen berry mix. You know, I started pulling out like one thing every morning and I just was like, okay, I have all day to think about this. What am I going to make? You know, I can use that as my starting off point. And right around the same time, I was noticing a TikTok trend of home cooks doing this style of cooking that I found really comforting and kind of addictive. It's like sort of use what you have, kitchen chaos, improvising, swapping ingredients type of cooking. So, you know, the creator would be like, hey, here's how we make my favorite roast chicken. Here's the ingredients I have. I don't have this. We're using this because I need to use it up. Here's roughly my method. Here's some swaps and let's go. And it's going to turn out great. And so I was seeing this new flexibility around recipes because, you know, I'm not someone who has that fluency in the kitchen. And so I would follow a recipe, you know, wanting to be kind of ingredient by ingredient and measuring things and making sure, okay, well, I don't have that. I got to run to the store and get, make sure I have 2 cloves of garlic. And so this different kind of chaotic style really appealed to just how I cook in general. We don't live that close to the store. It's winter. It's annoying to get in the car and go, you know, burn the fuel just to get like one little thing. So I started to just get more inspired to just use swaps when I needed and just get cooking, right? Like enough with the excuses. Oh, and there was one more thing that kind of inspired me on this journey, aside from the fact that this creature is going to be crawling out of me in not that long, and I'm probably going to want a bunch of freezer meals. But somebody on TikTok, I believe again, mentioned how like when you waste food or throw food away or give it to the dogs or whatever, you are literally throwing away money. It's as if you just took a $5 or a $10 or a $20 bill and you just ripped it up and you threw it in the trash. And I've always abhorred food waste and I sort of consider myself exempt from it because we have the chickens and the dogs. And so like nothing actually gets wasted around here. When I feed the chickens, it just turns into more food for me. So I feel perfectly fine about it. But it was the financial piece of just throwing money away, you know, from some fruit that is like 2 days past, you know, when I should have eaten it. And I could have had it and I just didn't get inspired and I didn't have a vision on it and I just let it go bad or it seemed hard or something. So I had a mental block around it. So anyway, that was the other inspiration of like, let's stop throwing away literal money. So I want to talk to you about some of the things that I found in the freezer and what I made out of them.